It's November 25th, 2022, 0324 hours. Ward Green here. Before I go to bed, I wanted to give another update, the last update, maybe for the day, but we'll call this the 25th update, though. It's the next day now, so this will count for November 25th, as well as whatever else I do when I wake up again on the 25th. I may make some more recordings still on the 25th, but this is for really the end of the 24th. This is for the last update for the 24th, perhaps, is another way of looking at this update. But anyway, be that as it may, two things I wanted to talk about. First of all, I have worked on I've more or less finished working on the update of, well, maybe not, now that I think of it, but it's fine. The internal SSD for the M1 Max MacBook Pro, which I'm running on right now, but I'm running off an external drive. It's using the hardware inside the laptop, but it's running off the external drive. But that internal SSD, the internal SSD of the laptop, it not only has an operating system, it also has the hardware. You know, I mean, the laptop has hardware as well as a drive, an internal drive with an operating system. So when I run off the internal drive, which I was doing earlier today on the 24th, that is, when I was running off the internal hard drive, I finished figuring out what was happening with regard to the problems I was having with VirtualBox. And what it turned out to be, the problem was, first of all, the latest version, 7.0.4 of VirtualBox, of the beta 4 version, beta 4, but it was 7.0.4, that version did not work. Whereas 7.0.2 beta 4, 7.0.2 beta 4, underline beta 4, did work. So the 0.2 worked and 0.4 didn't work. But even with that, okay, that's if you did everything right. But you could do it wrong too. If you tried to open more than one virtual machine having the same credentials, let's say, even if it was on a different hard drive, if it had the same credentials, I guess even just if it had the same name or whatever, it was having a problem with that. So you couldn't open it. So that was causing it to fail to open sometimes. It would say, can't open this thing. Can't open virtual machine. It would say, can't open machine. That was one error. But that wasn't really an error. That was the way it was supposed to work. And that could be overcome just by closing the other machine that you were running and then opening that new one that you wanted to run. As long as, you know, you had to shut down the one that was running and then close it. Close the machine. So it wasn't present anymore on the system. So as long as you did that, everything works, but only in 0.0.2. Only in 7.0.2 does any of it work. So those are the two things. You have to have the right version number of the beta, and you have to have the right, you can only run one copy at a time. So I was trying to test it by running more than one copy, and I was getting the error, and I thought that error I was getting for quite a long time. I thought that error was caused by, well, I didn't have a clue because I'd never encountered it, because I'd never tried to run two copies of a version before, I guess. So I'd never encountered that error. So I just don't, I guess I live, you could look at it this way, I live a very blessed life where a lot of things work for me the first try. If that's true, that's good in one way, but it's bad in the other way, that then when I really am doing something different, because I have to, when I'm really doing something where I want to do more, a more involved procedure, then I encounter a lot more problems, because I didn't encounter any problems when I was completely, going through making good decisions and being blessed, but, having great, it's like a miracle path, where everything works perfect. But that doesn't happen by accident. It happens because you're making the best choices possible all the time. Every choice you make is the best one, and then everything works out perfect. But then when you're going to do something new, and then I had a failure caused by the version number being wrong, the update introducing a problem, that caused me to try more things. And when I tried more things, I encountered new problems that I never had when I didn't try that many things. So I want to talk about that. But first, the other final update. The other final update is I've decided to delete the backup for my external drive, which I'm now running on because I finished with the internal drive, working on it. And I didn't have to back it up again because I thought, well, the backup we have on that's perfectly good. It was working when I left it. So why not just leave it the way it was? So I didn't change that backup. And I'm not having it, there are no automatic backups. I'm only backing up that drive when I want to. So I turned off automatic backup in the time machine, so it will not back up automatically. And I've turned off automatic backup on all my machines right now because I don't want them backing up unexpectedly. So I've got it all set just manually, so I back up when I want to, and then eventually I'll turn on automatic, possibly. But only on the systems I want to have backup automatically, like my external drive, which I'll be working on now. I'll be working on the external drive now, and I'll be leaving the internal drive as my backup system. So before we talk about improvements, I want to talk about this important concept of when do you decide that your system is going to be a backup system. That's what I want to talk about. And I realized yesterday, I think it was, that the time when you decide that I'm going to use this system as my backup is when you've installed it, you've run it for a long time, at least long enough to know everything about it that you want to know, and you have it working really super well. All the things are installed that you want to have installed, and it's been working stably for a good period of time, with stability, right? For a good period of time, you know it's stable. That is the exact time when you want to install a new system on an external drive. It's not what you would expect. You would think, well, it's running smoothly, right? So you should just keep going. No, but that's the perfect time to install the external operating system, because then you can work on the external system, and if it fails, you can always go back to your stable, reliable internal boot system and boot off that. If you ever have to boot off the internal system, it's very probable that that will work flawlessly and right when you need it. That's why you decide to install your external system, which is iffy. And this new system, I could upgrade to Ventura. I can experiment with it. I can do all kinds of things, but I'll still have my stable system that was fully developed and then left in that pristine, in that perfected state. It's just sitting there waiting for me. Now, something could happen to any part of my system, could fail. Something could happen to any of it. It could hypothetically get problems in software or hardware or whatever. But this is the way to maximize the probability, to maximize the security, is to develop it, perfect it, and then leave it in that state and go away and develop your other system while that perfected thing is waiting for you as a backup. That's the way I do it. And it's not what you intuitively think of. You intuitively think, well, it's working perfectly now, let's use it as a perfect system. But that's not what will happen. If once you get your system perfectly, you know, perfected or running perfectly, that's when you start to tinker with it, or that's when you want to upgrade it. That's when you want to, one more thing, the next thing you do, once it's perfect, the next thing you do could make it all go completely awry. You know, it could make everything go bad on you. You know, it could all be destroyed by one bad decision at that point. So when it's working perfect, don't touch it. Leave it and don't touch it and go away and, you know, external drive your system. So that's when I external drive my system, is when I've got the internal system working absolutely confident, you know, perfectly to the point where I'm confident that this is the OS that I want to install on an external drive, because I know it works on my internal drive. So this is the one I want to put on my external drive. Then I install it on my external drive. And when it's installed on the external drive, it's still going to have a lot of little things I have to fix, because I haven't perfected it on the external drive yet, which is what I've been doing, right? Like, for example, now I have to redo my backup, because I've decided that the backup that we had that was actually shared between the two, it was a shared backup, because when I used Migration Assistant and migrated my system over to my external drive after I installed macOS Monterey 12.6.1 on the external drive, I used Migration Assistant to bring all my settings over onto my external drive. So it was exactly like the internal drive, but I was running on the external drive, and it was running exactly, well, everything was the same, except the two were sharing the backup file. Every time I did a backup, it might back up the whole file instead of doing an incremental backup. I guess because I did a backup when I was in the other system, or something happened. I don't know what happened. Like, if I do a backup when I'm on the other system and it's incremental, then when I come to this system, it does a full backup of that same file, because it doesn't, they're sharing the same file. It's all mixed up. So the only solution is completely delete it, right? I've already backed up my system, the internal system, on the other time capsule. So it doesn't matter. This backup, I want it to be dedicated to the external drive. So I'm just deleting it, and then I'm redoing it. So it's 3% done right now. 6 hours remaining, it says, but I don't think it'll take 6 hours to do it. Although it is over Wi-Fi, but it's only about, you know, 100 gigs or something, right? The internal system. I don't mean the internal system. I mean the external system. They're both about the same. I'm not talking about the internal versus external. I'm talking about the internal hard. I'm talking about the innards of the OS. I'm not talking about the innards of the drive. I'm talking, or of the computer, laptop. I'm not talking. When I say the inner system, I mean the inner core of the whole heart of my operation is the OS, right? And then that's the inner system, and the outer system is all my peripheral hard drives and all my backups and all that. The inner system, which is not, that's just one way of putting it. It's also called the OS, okay? My OS is running now. It's off an external drive, so I shouldn't call it inner, but it's inside the external drive, okay? That system, if I say info, it's going to tell me how many gigs it is. It keeps getting bigger. What? Come on. That's wrong. That's wrong. Oh, I know what it is. Hang on. It's because I haven't deleted my trash, I think. Let's see. Let's delete the trash. That won't affect the hard drive backup, but did that help? No, you see? 1.3 terabytes. Oh, yeah. Well, it's still 1.73 terabytes available, but no, it says, that's wrong. It's got to be wrong. It's wrong. When I first installed it, it was 91 gigabytes. Now it's 286. There's no way. It's not possible. Okay, we're 3% done, and it's done 7 gigs. Almost 4% done. So 25 times 7 is what? It's only 175. It's not 285. So it's not going to do it's not going to do 285. But there's something wrong with that 286. That's just wrong. Like, look at, here's what it says. It's telling me 286 gigabytes are on my, in my system, which is false. It's false. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yes, I did. No, I know why. Got to get rid of these things. Oh, because I installed these. I'm going to do, oh, I got to stop this whole operation. Skip this backup. Let's skip the backup. Yeah. Okay, we're skipping the backup. Okay, what we have to do is delete these. That's the key here. Yep, this has got to be. So we don't want to back this up. This is garbage. That's what I did wrong here. I've got these two. Oh, I'll show you. I've copied these Windows XP, but they have like 100 gigabytes in each section. They just have to go to trash. Trash that. That's what I should have trashed all along. I mean, that before, because I tried it. I tried to run it off this external fast. It's a fast drive. It's an NVMe drive. It runs very fast. But when we're running these old legacy Windows systems, they don't have to run off a fast drive anyway. It runs just as fast because it's running, in this case, because I'm using VirtualBox, which is using an emulator, which is slowing everything down. It doesn't matter if it runs off the slowest drive possible. It's still going to run fast. But I wanted to try it just to see. That's why I had copied those in. But that was so stupid now, because now I have to redo my... Anyway, it'll be faster. It'll be a lot faster to do the backup, so it's worth stopping. Let's do that. I've done it. Okay, what do we got now? No, it doesn't say. Come on. It's not possible. That's not possible. It's still saying 286. That's wrong. Those files that I just deleted were huge. They were huge. It's just wrong. Okay. Just wrong. It's wrong. How can it say 286 used? That's wrong. Okay, we're going to close that. I'm going to try again. Info. You can't give me... That's wrong. You can't say 286. It's wrong. It's so wrong. Okay, so the next thing we do is we say... About this Mac, okay? I'll prove it's wrong. Like, I'll show you. About this Mac, you go in here, you say storage. Click on that. It's going to tell me how much is used, right? Oh, 1.84 available. See that? 1.84 terabytes available. That means I've only used 160 at the most. Not 280. So, that's just wrong. Manage. Okay. No. Review files. Okay. Well, I've got some big downloads maybe too. Is that possible? Wow, there's one. There's some big, a few sizable, but they're not that big. Unsupported apps, containers. Just 5 gigs, 4 gigs, that's not too much. Large files, nothing. There's no way there's 286 on there. That's just wrong. 34 gigs of applications right here. 34 gigs of applications. You know, large files, downloads are like 40 megs. What's that? That's a small download. 2.65 gigabytes for that download, which is DaVinci Resolve, which I'm not even using right now, but any whatever. But I might want to use it, but eventually I might just get rid of it. But this is just crazy. Maybe I should get rid of that now. 34 gigs applications, though. That's not many applications. It's not much. So there's just, it's impossible that I'm using that much. And when it tells me right here, 1.84 is available of 2 terabytes, that means 0.16 terabytes is all I'm using. That's 100, it's all that I'm using is 160 gigabytes, which is, I don't even see how I'm using that much, but I guess, no, I don't see how I'm using that much, really. I can see how I could be using 100, you know, but not 160. But anyway, what else? Let's see. I do have some data, but not that much. I just don't believe it. But there's nothing visible that I can delete here. So if there's nothing visible I can delete, then I'm okay. I can just back it up. Anyway, so let's back this up. We got no backups so far. This is my Time Machine backup system. So let's close this. Well, what is this? Close it. This here tells me I have no backups. I've done none because I just reformatted the drive. It had 3 gigs, but when you reformat a drive, it starts out with 2.84, even though it's initially it's 3 terabytes, and that's what it is. It ends up with 2.84 available. So that's normal. So this is good. I can, and it's got no backups that have been done so far because I canceled the last one. So let's just do a backup. We just say, go up to the top here, and in the bottom here, you just show Time Machine in the menu bar. Click on that in your Time Machine preference. This is part of these preferences here. System preferences in Mac OS. Go to Time Machine at the bottom here on the right. Click this Show Time Machine in menu bar here. Make sure it's check mark to put it up here in the menu bar. So now it's up in the menu bar here. There it is at the top on the right there. That circle with the clock, that's the Time Machine. So we click on that and we say, back up now. Bang. When we do that, we see down here, it starts the Time Machine backup. Looking for backup disk. It's starting the backup. See, it knows that I told it to start backing up. Over here, I don't have this checked off. I don't have backup immediately or back. I do have immediately, but not automatic. I don't have backup automatically checked, is what I meant to say there. I did do the backup immediately. Just now, up at the top here, you can click on backup immediately, right? Skip this backup. I can check on now if I want to skip it. But that was saying backup now before. Then I clicked on it, and now it says skip the backup if I want to change my mind. But over here, that I didn't check because I don't want it to back up automatically. And every time you reformat your drive, it might suddenly turn that on again. Automatic, or every time you install your operating system, it might turn that on again. You have to watch and see whether this is checkmarked or not. And if you don't want it to back up automatically, you have to uncheck it. So I can check it and I can uncheck it. But right now I don't want it checked. So look at, it's stopping. Oh, it's stopping because I turned off. Oh, that's it. So doing that checkmark and uncheckmark turned it off. I didn't know that. That'll turn it off, okay. Because I didn't click the skip the backup up above, but if I look there now, it'll say nothing because there's no possibility. It's stopping right now. So it stopped on me because I did some clicking with the check mark, but that's okay. We'll just, if this stops successfully right now, which it should, in a few moments, it should stop. Hopefully, it should stop, right? I'll just start the backup again and then we'll be on our way. Now, I want to talk about improvements. When you're improving something, okay, this is very important. This is, I believe, a very important concept. People make changes thinking they're improving things. There we go. It's ready. It says none. There's no backup it's never been done. There's no oldest backup, and there's no latest backup. There are none. Now we're ready. We're going to go up here, click on this, click on backup now. What happened? It didn't do anything. Hang on. It says skip the backup. Oh. Okay. It didn't. It. Skip the backup. Okay. It's stopping. But it didn't actually start. That is weird. That's very strange. I've never seen that happen before either. A lot of things are happening that I've never seen happen before, which doesn't mean anything. I mean, there are tons of things that are they're intimately involved, connected with macOS that you don't understand. Look at that. It's stopping again. And I never even started yet. It didn't start. That's just silly. I don't see how it can stop if it never started. But that's okay. What we'll have to do, what we could do is just go and reformat the drive again and start over if we have to. But I don't see why there's a problem. It still says stopping here. Look, it still says stopping, like it's stopping. It's in the process of stopping, but it wasn't doing anything. So why is it taking so long to do nothing and to stop doing nothing? It doesn't make any sense. Maybe it's in some kind of a... Maybe we crashed it by clicking on the backup automatically while it was doing a backup. That might be what happened. We might have caused a bug here. It might be what it is. I don't know. You always have to wonder. But macOS is so well... It's so well engineered and thought out that usually there's nothing you can find that would remotely resemble a software bug, usually. It's still not doing anything. Okay, so what we have to do is we take what we're going to do, what I'm going to do, I'm impatient. I'm not going to sit there and wait forever. Maybe I should wait longer than I have. Where's Time Capsule? Where are you? Not Time Capsule, it's Airport Utility. Airport Utility, okay, so it won't tell us there, it'll only tell us here. It still says stopping. This is so lame. Really is lame. Edit. Disks. I can say erase disk. If it's busy, it'll tell me. Erase. Are you sure you want to erase? Continue. Server shutting down. Server shutting down. Okay. That's what it did last time. So now that we've done that erase there, now it's flashing again. It's probably done. Although it flashes all the time. So it might not be done yet, but there's no way to tell if it's done, I guess. But now look at, it's doing a backup. Look at this. See this? Looking for a backup disk. It's doing a backup now. Is that weird or what? I didn't even tell it to do it, and it's doing a backup. It's doing a backup, looking for the disk. That's strange. I didn't even have to tell it. It's not set for automatic. You know, it doesn't say backup automatically. There's no check mark. This is started to do its thing again, just because I went and formatted the drive again. So that got us out of that problem. Now when we look here, look, we can still click skip the backup. If we want to, we can skip it, but it is doing a backup because it's giving me an option to skip the backup. So I know it's working. So all I have to do is wait. Preparing the backup. It's working. It's preparing our backup right there. So it's working. That's how we know in Time Machine in macOS. This is only in macOS that this, all of these things are only in macOS. This applies only in macOS, and it's preparing the backup. Okay, so... If I click this X, it will cancel backup, but I'm not going to do that. I want a full backup. I want to do a full backup now that I've deleted those files that were large. I'll close the airport utility. I don't need that. But I want to talk about improvements. We'll see when this backup starts, if it actually starts doing anything. Let's make it bigger, first of all. I'll show you that. While that's going, I'll show you how to make it bigger. We go into accessibility. It's different in the different... macOS is the place, the location of this icon will be different in this group of icons, depending which version you're using. But I want zoom, click on zoom. I want advanced. I want Controls. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's not what I want. I don't know what this is. Just a minute here. Adjust size and location. That's one of them. Okay. Adjust size and location. Right here. We can just go like this. Adjust the size and location. Appearance. Okay. Right. Now I can just say there's a way to do this. There's a way to toggle this. I don't know how to get there, though. Options? Maybe text size. No. I don't think that was what I did, though, before. I've done something. Here it is. Here. Oh, here it is. Toggle zoom right there. It's Command-Alt-8, I think. Command-Alt-8. So Command-Alt-8 would be like this. It toggles it, you see. But it makes it very big, too. We go to Advanced. Well, let's go back. Okay. Now, if I do this, if I go Control-Alt, it does this. Then I can zoom it down to what I want. But I have to hold it. Then I can click on this. Click on this. This is my time machine. Oh, it had a problem. Look. Use this disk. Okay. It thinks it's been tricked. Very strange. Never seen that mistake before either. It thinks it was the wrong disk, but now I'm telling it no, use the disk. It's very odd, wasn't it? Anyway, I have to hold that, but if I go Command-Alt-8, maybe I can get it to zoom in. It's zooming in a bit too much. I don't know how to zoom in less. Let's see here. What do I do with that? How do I do that? I mean, I want to keep an eye on it while it's working because it does things you don't expect, and then you have to come back and you're surprised at what you find when you come back to it. Oh, zoom out. Okay, look. There it is. Zoom out. It's... Zoom out is command, it's alt, alt, command, alt, negative. Okay, so that's what I'll do, command, alt, negative. Good. So we'll try this again, see what we got. Is it still running? It's doing it. So it's prepared the backup already, very fast. So if we do this, if we go command, okay, command, alt, 8, command, alt, 8, right? And now command, alt, minus, minus, minus. That's the thing I was missing. I can just make it whatever I want in terms of size. See that? I don't have to hold on to it either, right? So I can just let go. I can just make it exactly what I want. That's what it's going to show us right there. So that's what we want to show, I think. We want to see the whole span of what we're looking at here, just like that. And it's doing the backup. We missed where it said preparing the backup, but that's how it works. It's done a gigabyte, and it's 0.3%. So work out what that is. 0.3% times 30 would be 100. Would it? No. 0.3 times 300 would be 100. times 300. So we have 300 gigs we got to back up. It's shocking. It just doesn't make sense. Why is it 300? I have a feeling it's still connected to that other drive somehow. You know, it's still tied up. There's something wrong. Because 1 gigabyte is not 1%. 1 gigabyte should be 1%, not 0.4%. 0.5%. Okay. To get to 100%, we need 200. We'll be multiplying. It's just ridiculous. When we get to 1%, we have to multiply by 100. And that will be, we'll be multiplying 2.87 by 100, and that's 287. That's way too big. It's just foolish. It just doesn't make any sense. What I think it's doing is combining. It's like it's... But I erased the drive. There's no way it can be doing anything. But, you know, I erased the drive, right? So there's no way it can be. But I want to talk about, I keep getting distracted away from what I was talking about, improvements. When you're making improvements, think about what the word means. If you're trying to improve something, it means you should pay attention to what it is already doing. You want to improve it. You don't want to put something from outside into it. You want to improve it from the inside out. That's what improvement means, from the inside out. Think about that all the time when you're trying to improve something. If you want to improve a design, you have to preserve the original goodness that it had already. You can't improve something if you destroy what it was. That's not improvement. Improvement means you keep the essential goodness and the best of what was there, and you don't alter it as far as its essence, its intrinsic goodness. You don't alter that part of it. That's what it means to improve something. And we don't see that today. I mean, we typically see people disregarding that or not understanding that principle, and they try to improve things by totally destroying what was there, by completely abandoning what was there. They think they're making an improvement, but that's not an improvement. That's a destructive thing. It's not improvement. So that was the thing I had it had occurred to me before, but that was the thing I had wanted to talk about that just occurred to me today, that had occurred to me earlier today. Not very much earlier, but just a little earlier. So look at it. It's so slow right now. Look at it. It's saying, there, it's starting to go up again. But I mean, 3 gigs, 3 gigs, 0.7. Come on. I just can't believe how big it is. There's nothing on the drive. Where is the stuff? Okay, I'm going to show you what's on the drive, okay? We're going to go away from this. Let's go away from Command-Alt-8. This was going to be a short backup, but it's going to be a longer backup because I want to show this. Here's my system, okay? Users. I mean, we can just select whatever. If I go info for system, info for users. Oops, what happened? I already did that. Okay. System. Just put it down here. Info for library. Okay. Info for applications. And we'll also display all the hidden files, which is shift command period. That shift command period also brings up all the hidden files. So we'll do that. Command shift. Command shift. Command select, shift select. Okay. All those with a control, Control get summary info. 14 items. It's going to give us what that is. So there we've got, for those 14 hidden items, we have 6 gigabytes. For the other, it's calculating some of them. We've got 49 for the users, 49 gigs, 42 gigs actually, used. We got 17 gigs used for the system, 4 gigs used, so that's 42 and 17 is 59. But when you add the little fractions, it's 60. So we got 60 gigs for system and users together. 60 plus 4 is 64 for the, including the library. Calculating the size of applications, we know it's something like 36 or something. So 64 and 36 would be 100, right? It's something like 100 total. We got 6 more for the 14 hidden items. 106, 110, whatever, you know, it's not going to be much more than 110. It's not 200, 300. It's not 300. It's just, it's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. We've now included every one of those main folders that are there. It's just not there. Unless there's something hidden that's not visible to us, then there's no way that there's anything there. There just isn't anything there. So that's just wrong. Unless we've got a virus or something. There's no way any of that stuff is visible. I'm waiting for this thing to now come up with applications. The size of applications, well, we know what it is. Because I went up above. Let's, about this Mac. We just look at, if we want to know our applications, look at storage. Right? Manage our storage. When we did that, we could look at applications, and it tells us 34 or 35 gigs. Those are the applications. So that's the same as this, so we don't have to calculate it. We already know. So it was 64 plus 35, which is 99 or something. Well, this is 35. Yeah, 35 and 64 is 30 and 60 is 90, and 4 and 5 is 9, so it's 99. There it is. Oh, 52! What? Look at that. No, it's only taken up 33, though, on the disk. Okay. Yeah, it takes up 33 gigs on the disk. Maybe it's got some special way of storing it. I don't know why it's taking so little space on the disk. Let's close all these down, and let's close that down. We know it's about 106 gigs, something like that. It's not 200. But here it is, and it's doing our backup. We're going to close that. We're going to put our Zoom back on again. Right? We're going to do shrink the Zoom factor. Right? And move this in place so we can see it. Right? Like that. That's what Time Machine looks like. But it's telling us it's going to do, it's 4 gigs and 2% done. Multiply by 50. 50 times 4 is 200. It's not 100. 50 times 5 is 250. It's not 100. It just doesn't make sense how much space it's trying to take up on our backup. It doesn't make any sense. It's not arithmetically right. And it should always work out. If it doesn't work out, there's something wrong. So we know there's something wrong here. We just don't yet know what's happening. We don't know why it's wrong. There's something either hidden on our drive that we can't see, which could be, international terrorism or, some kind of spies or whatever. Or either that or, you always have to think about, if you don't normally think about that if everything adds up, but this stuff, it doesn't, the arithmetic doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. We just did the math. We looked at everything on that disk. We're only backing up that one disk. Oh, I know. Wait a minute. Maybe we're not. Hang on. That's probably what it is. It's probably backing up We're not, I know what we're not excluding. I just thought of something. Let's stop. Okay. I just thought of something. I think we're not excluding MacBook Pro. Okay, we're going to stop. Skip the backup. Here we go. We're stopping again. I want to say that this is going to be good. We're stopping. But what I just realized something, because this is going to take a long time. Why, we don't want to start until we're sure. So this is going to be good. We're going to get this done, I think. See, the math didn't add up, right? So that's why we stopped. It's important that we know what's happening and we know the math works. Come on now, stop. If it doesn't, if it's not stopped, I can't look at options yet. It won't give me the options till it's stopped. I need to know what the exclusions are here. And now it won't close this. So irritating. Okay, I'm going to force quit. Force quit preferences. I want to do that. That's Command Alt Delete, and then you click on what you want and save and click on force quit. Now we're going to go back and start preferences again. Here it is, system preferences. There we are. It stopped. So when I looked at options, it probably ended, and when you do that, it hangs up. It finished stopping while I was looking at options. Well, wait a minute. Nothing's excluded. What? Okay. So nothing was excluded. That was the problem. We have to exclude some things here. Let's see. What are you doing? What's going on? Oh, it's trying to gather the things up. That's what it is. I think. I can't click on plus. I'm clicking on it, but it doesn't do anything. Come on. Oh, it's not letting me do this. Come on. I think it's checking all my drives right now to find out. There's a lot of things it's excluding, right? So it has to gather them all up and put them in this thing here. I gotta wait for it. I think I gotta wait for it, but it doesn't normally take that long. It's not normal. That's not right. It's not right. So that's another problem we have. So as if we didn't have enough problems. System preferences, force quit. So annoying. System preferences. Well, look, it doesn't even say what the disk is. Select, that's why. We want to use this one. Okay, use disk. So it didn't even have a disk selected. Is that possible? So we lost that. It wants my password. Okay. Normally, it normally knows the password too. Oh, it's so confusing and so messy and so. And now it's taking a long time to access. Everything about this is suspicious. It shouldn't take that long. It should not take that long. It's wrong. Everything is wrong here. Come on. Now what do I do if it doesn't? No, I don't. No, I don't accept this. I don't accept it. I don't have to accept it either. I can do something else. But this is just crazy. Look at this. I mean, it's not doing anything. It's not accessing the drive. Come on. come on. That's not acceptable. Come on. Why doesn't it have a timeout that comes up and says, you know, there's a problem here? It should be telling me there's a problem if it's taking that long. Come on. Okay. Well, I think what we'll do, what we're going to do is we're going to, once again, we're going to quit this if we can. Can we? No, we can't. Oh, here it is. Yeah. System preferences, we can quit. Oh, we're going to have to quit. We're forcing quitting that, but it's not quitting this. What is that? Running, what is that? That's wrong. Okay. That's really wrong. That's all the bugs that are in that. There are way more bugs than I would have ever thought there were. I mean, okay, here's time capsule. Let's go in here. Edit. Disk. Look, we're going to have to reformat this disk again, right? Erase. Continue. Server shutting down. That closed the window. Aha! That closed that window. We reformat the drive. That closed the window. Now we give it a few minutes or seconds to finish that format, the erase. And then we just resume and try this again. We just do it again. We go to System Preferences again. Right here. Time Machine. We still haven't done a backup. It's just, so why did we say, oh yeah, we need to do some exclusions. Aha, it's working. That's what it is. Okay, so we're going to go add something to our exclusions here. The system, look at that, system is normally, it's already excluded, right? But that's right, it's excluding system because it doesn't have to back that up every time. That's not going to ever change. That's why it doesn't back that up. Okay, so this is good. Now we're doing this. We're going to exclude MacBook Pro. That's what we want. We have to exclude that. That's another 100, right? MacBook Pro, right there, it's excluded, you see? MacBook Pro SSD. That was what we weren't excluding before, I think. Now, what else? Let's see what else we might want to exclude that we haven't yet excluded. Can't see it yet. Okay, there it is. MacBook Pro, we've excluded that because we don't, that's our internal drive, which we don't need to have backed up. That's silly. We'll back that up when we're running that on that drive. We won't back that up from this drive. So that's far better now. All these other things are already excluded, I suspect. There's nothing that would be backed up here. Oh, I know. We don't want to back up. We don't want to back up VirtualBox or any of that stuff, but that's, is that possible to exclude that? No, we want to back that up anyway. All the stuff that's there, I mean, these are just VirtualBox, these are just the virtual drives that are representing them when they're running. That doesn't, I mean, VirtualBox and every other program has its own data. And that's what will be backed up. It won't be backed up from these virtual drives representations. They're just representations anyway. It's the same with all these drives. These are just symbolic representations of what the drives are. So I think we're done. I think we've excluded that, what we wanted to exclude, which is MacBook Pro SSD. Save. Now when we do a backup, right? We want to select our disk. Is this one? Remove that disk. Stop using it and then select it again. Make it clear which one we're selecting. It's 2017 is the one we're using. Everything else, my Mac Mini, and my internal drive are backed up on the time capsule, which has not got the number 2017 in it. The number, the time capsule 2017 is the one we're using for this particular thing. So now it's connecting. Okay. It's probably going to already know my password. That's what I think. If it doesn't know my password, then there's probably a problem. No, it doesn't. Okay, whatever. It should know it, possibly, but whatever. We'll see. But it should connect a lot faster this time. Maybe. I mean, it should. But whether it will or not, I don't know. If it doesn't, we got a problem. It did. Okay. Now, you see that? It turns automatic backups on, and it's going to back up automatically in 111 seconds. You see that counting down there? So I don't want that to automatically do that. I want to be in control. So turn off automatic backups, and then I come up to the top, click on that little clock, and I say backup now. And then I look here, and I go Command-Alt-8, zoom in, and Command-Alt-Minus to shrink down the zoom. And now I can take a look right here, and it'll show me my backup as it's proceeding. That's how you do it. I should drag this away, though. This is not right. Let's drag this away a little bit so we can see it clearly. Yeah. So you can see it better. That's it. I mean, there it is. It's looking for the backup disk. It might have problems, but the thing about Mac OS is it usually gets to where you want to go. It gets you to where you want to go eventually. Whereas in Windows, you meet up with problems where you have to reinstall the operating system and all this kind of thing. That doesn't happen in Linux-based systems like Mac OS. It's preparing the backup. This is what it should be doing. This is the correct behavior. After it looks for the disk, it prepares the backup because it found the disk. Then when it knows how big the backup is, it'll tell us, right? Or when it knows how long it's going to take, it'll tell us that. But when it starts doing it, it'll tell us how much percentage has been completed and how much what does it tell us again? Oh yeah, what percentage and how many gigabytes or megabytes or whatever, what exact number of bytes has been transferred and what percentage that is. And from that, we can calculate exactly how much is going to be transferred. Eventually, it'll tell us how long it will take, but because we'll see how long it took up till now, and it'll tell us and give us its own estimate of how long it's going to take and so on. But we're just going to see. It takes a while to prepare the backup, but now we've excluded our MacBook Pro, which we should have done. It wasn't excluded before because we were able to select it, right? So the MacBook Pro SSD was not excluded, the internal drive. Look at it's doing it. This is about the right timing for this, okay? It's not taking too long for any one step. It takes a significant amount of time, but these time capsules are pretty slow. They're not the fastest ways of doing it. It's just reliable. That's why you use it, I guess. I mean, I paid, these are $500 units to buy one of these time capsules. They cost about $500 for one disk. It's expensive because it's made by Apple, but the thing is, the drives themselves are just standard drives. If you tore them apart, you'd find a small drive inside, just a standard hard drive inside them. They're rugged, long-lasting maybe, but they're just standard, basic, traditional or industry standard disks, basically. I don't think they're anything too unusual. They might be more rugged than most. I'm not sure even. Look what we got now. 0.7% is not 4 gigabytes now or whatever it was, or 2, right? We're not having that. It's 1% is going to be 1 gig. That's the right number. Right? 0.7 should be 700. That would be 100 gigs. So now we have 0.7 is 900, which is almost 1-to-1 in terms of when we get to 1%, we'll be at roughly 1 gig or 1,000 megabytes. And therefore, 1% times 100 to get to 100% will be 100 times a gigabyte, which would be 100 gigabytes, which would be what we think it should be. See, 0.8%, 999. 1 gigabyte, 0.8. It's going to be about 1%, 1 gigabyte. 100, so you just multiply by 100, you get 109 gigabytes. That's what we're going to have, right? 110 gigabytes. 1%, 110 gigabytes. It's going to be 110 gigabytes. Because it's 1% at 1 gigabyte. See that? We know that now. That's the right size. So the math works. We know what's happening. And now we have it working the way we want it to work, I believe. But anyway, it's sometimes tricky because we've just installed this external drive operating system, so we have to set it up properly to work the way we want it. And then when it's done working, then we can click on this backup automatically over here on the left. That thing on the left there. And it will back up, then it won't have to back up 100 gigs every time. It'll just do any changes. It'll back up any changes that happen. It won't take long at all to do that. With the new system, the OS Ventura, it gives you the capability to control how often these backups occur. And since they're only, maybe it's not that important, but each backup is not that significant because each backup is only going to be incremental after the first one. It's only going to be a small backup after this first initial full backup. But it's good to be able to control how long of a time in between backups there is, so that you can wait, you can have it, maybe you can control one backup every day or one every 4 hours or whatever. Right now it's every hour and you can't control it. There's no control. It happens every hour whether you want it to or not, so the only way to stop it is turn it off. But I like that idea of being able to control how often they occur, so I'll want to upgrade to Ventura just for that one reason, I think. Even for that alone. But I'll look into other aspects of Ventura before I upgrade, though. I don't want to just rush into it. But this is 1.7%, 2.87. We know it's going to be proportional. 1.87. What? It was 1-to-1. And now it's not 1-to-1 anymore. It's not right. It should be 1-to-1. Remember, 1%, 1 gigabyte? Now it's 1.7%, 3 gigabytes. It's ridiculous. It's wrong again. The math doesn't work. Look at that, 1.8%, 3 gigabytes. That's totally wrong. It changed the ratio. That doesn't make sense. So there's something wrong still. Something fishy is something definitely rotten, right? It's wrong. It shouldn't be that way. It should be proportional. There's no reason that I can think of why it wouldn't be. 2% should be now 2 gigabytes, not 3. 1% was 1.0 or 1.10. gigabytes at 1%. Now it's 2%. It should be 2.20, not 3.20. It's just wrong. So these are the kinds of problems I have all the time. The devil tries to get to Jehovah's people. That's the only way you can really look at it and make sense out of it. Otherwise, it's just nothing but panic and you lose track of what's logical. But in order to retain logic, you have to acknowledge that it is the devil. Something is wrong. Like, that's wrong. And it's not only that, it's saying 4 hours remaining, too. Do you think it's possible for it to catch up again and have 3% be equal to 3? Maybe it will. I don't see. Maybe it's not calculating linearly. because of the way it does the calculation of the percentage. Look, it is catching up. It is catching up, 3%. Look at that. It is catching up. Look at that. It's catching up. So the way it's calculating is what's causing the problem, I suspect. 3.2 catching up to 3.4. Look at that. 3.3 catching up to 3.4. That's what it should be. Now it's going even more the other side. 3.4, 3.4. 3.5, 3.4. It's going backwards now. That's crazy. 3.5, 3.5. See that? According to that, it's exactly 100 gigs. Now it's less than 100 gigs. It's 90 gigs or something. It's about 100 gigs right now. That's insane. So, okay, everything's okay then. I mean, it's good enough anyway. So this is Ward Green. We're going to end this video. That was 1 hour and 5 minutes, but that was a long video. But, I mean, it was very good to cover that. I'm really happy that I was able to share all that with you. This is what it's like to run macOS. The good thing about macOS is you really can't improve macOS. It's so well designed, even though it has many different issues. They're not as bad as the issues you see in other operating systems. That's the thing. If you run Linux, you've got no user interface. Like, the user interface in macOS is very advanced. It's the best in the world in all respects, not just the user interface, but the user interface is part of it. But Windows keeps on trying to catch up, and maybe they're making, you know, the Windows is like, I sort of view Windows in a way like a false front, like they used in the old Westerns, where they have the town built on all these false storefronts and everything, that they just fall down if you took away the support behind them. They just fall down flat because they're just these big cutouts to make the impression of having a town with all the buildings. Windows seems to me to be a little bit like that, because it's never had the same solidity at its core that macOS has, which is Linux, of course. Linux, BSD Linux, it has always been the core of macOS, which makes it extremely secure, and all these, not only secure in terms of, you know, protection, but it's secure in terms of how stable it is, and the fact that I can cancel one process and it doesn't crash the whole system. And the fact that I'm able to cancel over and over again, it doesn't crash. I'm able to delete my whole application using that app cleaner program I showed you. I just drag my apps from my application folder into the app cleaner, and then poof, I can make them disappear. And there's no registry and all that stuff to worry about. You don't have to do that and deal with all those registry issues and the clutter of registry that occurs in Windows. There's none of that in macOS. It's Linux. It's a Linux-based system, and in Linux, it's the same way. You don't have those problems in Linux, but Linux just doesn't have the same excellent user interface. It misses out on the user interface. So macOS has the best of, not of all worlds, because Windows doesn't really offer much, but, I mean, macOS has the best of, it's the best of what's available in the world, is what it is. The most advanced operating system is what they call it, and I think rightly so, for sure. It's just the most advanced operating system, and there's no way to improve on it as of right now. But, you know, they keep coming out with an improved version every year. There's a new one. Like, Ventura is a new one now. So there's always a new one every year, and every update to macOS is free. They're all free. You download them for free. That's never true, I don't think, of Windows anyway. So anyway, that's good for this update. Ward Green here. What am I doing? Why is that moving around? Oh, yeah, we got to cancel that. Okay. Ward Green, it's November 25th, 2022, 0434 hours. 4 in the morning. I might go to bed soon, but I've been going to bed at 8 o'clock or something in the morning, so I still could stay up, and I'll be falling asleep pretty soon, though. So, I hope you enjoyed that. That's my best explanation of the problems I'm going through right now with installing it on an external drive, installing the Mac OS version that I'm currently running, Monterey, onto an external drive, and trying to run VirtualBox as well, those problems. And so until next time, have a great day or evening, and depending, or morning and midday, whatever. And I love you, and see you soon. Bye for now. Ward Green out.